car was parked on a promontory where Perry and Dick had stopped to picnic. It was noon. Dick scanned the view through a pair of binoculars. Mountains. Hawks wheeling in a white sky. A dusty road winding into and out of a white and dusty village. Today was his second day in Mexico, and so far he liked it fine. Even the food. At this very moment, he was eating a cold, oily tortilla. They had crossed the border at Laredo, Texas, the morning of November 23rd, and spent the first night in a San Luis Potosí brothel. They were now 200 miles north of their next destination, Mexico City. "Know what I think?" said Perry. "I think there must be something wrong with us. To do what we did."
"Did what?"
"Out there." Dick dropped the binoculars into a leather case, a luxurious receptacle initialed HWC. He was annoyed. Annoyed as hell. Why the hell couldn't Perry shut up? Christ Jesus, what damn good did it do, always dragging the goddamn thing up? It really was annoying. Especially since they'd agreed, sort of, not to talk about the goddamn thing. Just forget it. "There's got to be something wrong with somebody who'd do a thing like that," Perry said.
"Deal me out, baby," Dick said. "I'm a normal."
And Dick meant what he said. He thought himself as balanced, as sane as anyone. Maybe a bit smarter than the average fellow, that's all. But Perry. There was, in Dick's opinion, something wrong with little Perry. To say the least. Last spring, when they had celled together at Kansas State Penitentiary, he'd learned most of Perry's lesser peculiarities. Perry could be such a kid, always wetting his bed and crying in his sleep. "Dad, I've been looking everywhere. Where you been, Dad?" And often Dick had seen him sit for hours just sucking his thumb and poring over them phony damn treasure guides. Which was one side. There were others. In some ways, old Perry was spooky as hell. Take, for instance, that temper of his. He could slide into a fury quicker than 10 drunk Indians. And yet, you wouldn't know it. He might be ready to kill you, but you'd never know it. "Not to look at or listen to," Dick once said. For however extreme the inward rage, outwardly Perry remained a cool young tough, with eyes serene and slightly sleepy.